Massachusetts has run out of shelters for families experiencing homelessness. So the state has rented hotel and motel rooms for more than 3,000 families that qualify for the shelter system. But some of those rooms used to have other occupants. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports on what happens to those guests when the state steps in.
I met Brenda Banville in a McDonald's parking lot about an hour west of Boston. She's 61 and lives in a car with her adult son. She peers in the back window.
I got my important papers, a fan, and some food back there, but there's none.
You're out of food?
Yeah.
Sometimes she gets meals from a town program. At night, she says she reclines the passenger seat.
I sleep on this side with my coat for a pillow. Yep.
Inside the car, she explains she and her son lost their apartment 14 months ago. They stayed at a roadside motel. It's painted a faded pink. The rooms cost between $75 and $90 a night, depending on the season. But the owners were understanding when Banville's son couldn't pay in full.
If he didn't have $20 more, they would let him owe him till the next day. Because some days he makes more money than other days.
Banville's son, Stephen, delivers food for the app DoorDash. It was enough to scrape by. But then, a few weeks ago, Banville says the cost of their room went up, and the motel owners started charging weekly rather than nightly.
They wanted $78. We didn't have it because we were paying nightly. So we had to leave. We had to leave.
The motel owner declined interview requests. Soon after she left, Banville realized the motel had been rented to the state to use as a family shelter for $120 a night. In the past year, the number of families in the state-funded family shelter system has more than doubled. Without enough traditional shelter units, the state has been filling the gap with thousands of hotel and motel rooms. Experts say this has disrupted some hotel markets and sent prices up. But it's unclear how many people have been pushed out of motels and into homelessness.
The data piece is hard. If someone's not connected to any particular program or service, how would we know that this is happening?
Rachel Heller runs the nonprofit Citizens Housing and Planning Association. A number of housing advocates say they have heard of some people being pushed out of hotels.
It's happening enough that it's clear it's a problem.
State officials say they work to make sure no motel guests are displaced. Noah Bombard directs communication for the agency that oversees family shelter. He says the hotel and motel owners manage their own reservations.
In many ways, it's not much different than if you were booking for a wedding or if you were a business booking a bunch of rooms for a convention. The hotel tells us, you know, we have, you know, 20 rooms, 30 rooms, whatever available. And the state says, you know, we'll take them.
Bombard says if someone were pushed out, the state would look for alternative arrangements.
I think each situation would probably be unique if that were to happen. And we'd have to, you know, analyze what was in front of us.
Part of Colby O'Brien's job is to do that analysis. He's with the shelter provider Making Opportunities Count, which runs 5 different hotel and motel locations for the state. When opening a new shelter site, he says one of the first things his team does is to meet with the hotel owner.
We say, hey, who do you have living there right now? Are there long-term guests? Are there no long-term guests?
He says the logic is simple.
We're there to help people that are homeless. You know, our mission is never to put anybody in a position where they're going to become homeless.
A few weeks ago, his team started working at a motel where about a dozen families were already living. Some relocated to a hotel down the road with the same owner, same pricing. One found a house.
There was a family at this site that was in the school district. The child actually had autism, and we said, let's not uproot them. Let's keep them living at the hotel.
O'Brien says at another hotel-turned-shelter, he learned the rates were nearly doubling for a family that'd been living there for a long time. O'Brien immediately called the owner.
You know, we had a discussion around why it's not fair to them. You know, just because you can maximize revenue doesn't mean that you should put people in a situation where they can't afford to live anymore.
The family was allowed to keep the original rate, but O'Brien says renting to the state can be appealing to hotel owners because they fill so many rooms for such a long time. He worries about former guests he doesn't hear about, like Banville. His team works in the motel where she used to stay, but he says he was never told about her. From the McDonald's parking lot, Banville says she's not willing to go into an adult shelter, partly because she'd be separated from her grown son.
It's a shelter for a man and a shelter for a woman. I won't go. I can't.
Some nights, she and her son have enough money for a nearby motel, but she says the rooms that are left are more expensive than where they used to stay. Banville says she understands the need to expand the family shelter system, and she understands that about half the people in the system are migrants fleeing difficult situations.
You know, they came here to be safe, and so we're trying to help them, but I need help.
She says she wishes the system wasn't pitting homeless families against people who are barely making ends meet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.